29th Sunday in Ordinary Time. Beautiful readings with a beautiful mission the church entrusted us to carry on. World Mission Sunday. The theme of today's readings: our responsibility towards God and our responsibility towards this world as long as we live in this world, and how to lead a legitimate, reasonable, acceptable life God has given to all of us. I already shared today's World Mission Sunday. We should never forget, wherever we live in the world, we are not called to become just the frog in the wells, but we are called to do the mission all over the world. What Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit comes, you will be my witnesses, not only in Samaria or in Jerusalem, but the ends of the earth. Matthew 28 verses 20, Jesus said, I will be with you till the end of time. Go. So our hearts needs to be on fire and our feet on move. A missionary is someone who moves. We have to constantly move. At the age of 18, I just got this inspiration. I said, I want to be a missionary. I want to preach. Even today, if you ask me, what do you want to be? If you get one more life, I would say, I want to be a missionary. So that title, missionary, means a lot. So then, I just thought, I just wanted to preach. I just want to travel and preach the good news. Everyone started discouraging me and saying, like, how that's going to happen? It's very difficult to traveling around the world. It's very difficult. You need a lot of money, a lot of visas, and so many obstacles, so many things. Then I just bought a world map, and I just put that world map in my room. Then I just took one miraculous medal, which I got from Paris, a miraculous medal. I just put it in the middle, and I started looking at the world map. I started studying this geography. I didn't know anything about it. I was not very good in studies. Just looking at it and studying, like, where is this? Where is America? Oh, yeah, it's there. Now I'm in America. So anyway, I started praying, and all my desire, I just want to move. I was on fire. My heart was, I wish I have, you know, now today it's that I need more fire. I started praying. Today I travel 60 countries. My aim is before I die, maybe 120. So I just wanted to travel and preach the good news. So prayed, if you believe impossible things, you will be able to do incredible things. But we have to have the faith. We have to share our desire with Jesus in our prayer. That's the way we enlarge our heart. Even I came to America last year, I decided I just wanted to visit all the states in America. Now actually two more states are remaining, Alaska and Hawaii. Rest all the states I have visited in America. I don't know how many of you are sitting here visited all the states in America, I doubt. So we have a mission wherever we go. We have a mission. Every day and every person we meet, there is a mission. We are not created for, not for anything. God has a wonderful plan for us. And we should be excited about that plan every day. So I can speak about this a lot, but we'll also go through the Word of God, what we heard today, connected with the World Mission Sunday and the theme, what we heard today. It's beautiful. The first reading we heard from the book of Isaiah, it says, at least that one word for that mission, the word of God says, I have called you by your name. It's amazing. Jesus loves us, and he knows our name, and he calls you and me by our name. And our name is so precious. Sometimes, you know, sometimes for our baptism or for other things, suppose if we pronounce the name not correctly, sometimes they are offended. They say like, so then normally I go and say like, please forgive me if I'm not pronouncing correctly. So name is something very special. If someone calls you by name or remembers, oh, sometimes we may say like, if someone comes and sees us after many years calling me Brillis, oh my goodness, do you still remember my name? That means you care for me, you loves me. It's very beautiful. So the response real Sam gave the Lord glory and honor. We are called to give glory to Jesus. All our life, God wants us to glorify him with our life. And the second reading, it's beautiful. There is a very spiritual, beautiful thing Saint Paul reveals. If we want to be a missionary, if we want to preach the good news, which we are all called to do, it's not only just the duty of a priest. I never wanted to be a priest. I never had a plan to become a priest. Even my first title goes always a missionary. So we are all missionaries, because all those who are baptized received the baptism in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Jesus gave us a mandate, a mission: go and evangelize, go and preach the word with our life. So Saint Paul says, if we want to do that, we need four qualities. Saint Paul says, how we preach the gospel, he said, not only just with the word alone, word of God is required. I was reading today, I strongly recommend you to read the World Mission Sunday message from the Holy Father. And one of the things connected with the Saint Jerome, it's written, that's a very big inspiration and opening an eye for me, because I never thought that way. It says, if you do not know the word of God, when you go for preaching, you are not giving Jesus. You will be giving your ideas and your plans. We are not called to implement our plans. We are not called to lead anyone to our world, but we are called to lead every person to Jesus. If we want to do that, we need to know the word of God. That's why Saint Paul says, word of God, power. The power we see in Luke chapter 24, we heard, the power will come from heaven. We have to wait for that. The third, Holy Spirit, and much conviction. Four things: word of God, power, Holy Spirit, and conviction. And today is what happens. Sometimes we don't have any conviction. If we want to have a conviction, the word needs to become flesh in our life. We have to leave the word. We have to experience the word. We need to believe. Then only we will have conviction. People can immediately recognize if we speak with the conviction or not. So today's world needs conviction. Conviction comes from our own personal intimacy and connection and prayer with our Lord. That's what we are called to do. Now last, today's gospel, it's very, very, very interesting gospel. That gospel, and we need to know the context. There in the first century, they had a lot of troubles. There's a lot of arguments, a lot of retaliation towards Roman emperor and everything. The political situation was very bad, especially tax. And tax is always a problem, not only at that time, even today. Always a problem. And in that midst, they thought, let us go and ask this question to Jesus. They came, disciples, their Herodians, all they were always siding with a little bit Roman side, whereas Pharisees, religious side, they're just coming and asking this question to Jesus. It's almost like today's media. Sometimes medias will ask questions. Either you have to say yes or no. You have to answer. Whatever the answer you go say, it will be a problem. So they were approaching Jesus. So if they say, if Jesus answers this question, you should not pay the tax. And they would say like, you know, what are you? You are just breaking the rule. So in this situation, they were approaching Jesus, but Jesus, you know, Matthew 10:16, Jesus immediately understood their intention. And Jesus knows our intentions. Jesus immediately knew their intention. Jesus called that hypocrites. He knew that. And he just told them to show that coin. And one side, why are you testing me, hypocrite? Show me the coin that pays the census tax. Then they handed him the Roman coin. He said to them, whose image is this and whose inscription? They said, Caesar's. At that he said to them, then repay to Caesar what belonged to Caesar and to God what belonged to God. And what is the spiritual meaning here? What the Lord is speaking to us. As long as we live in this world, we need to know how to lead a spiritual life. We need to have that balance. We need to not become an, it's no point of going in any extreme way, but we are media. We have to see what Jesus is expecting from us. So Caesar's picture, they have to give Caesar's the tax. But what is the image what we have? Christ's image, because God created all of us in his own image and likeness. We have to give back our life to God. The time, talents, treasures, what God has given to us, as long as we live in this world. Today's opening prayer, it's beautiful. When I think about it, like, we need to be faithful in whatever we are doing here, but at the same time, above all, we should be faithful to God. Some of you might have watched this movie, Man for All Seasons. Have you ever watched Man for All Seasons? Yes. One of my favorite Saint Thomas More. The time he was dying, the person who came to pick at his head, St. Thomas More, it's a beautiful, beautiful moment. It's very, very moving. St. Thomas More gave him a tip and told him, go and tell the king, this is also connected with today's reading, go and tell the king, I was the faithful servant of him. That's what Jesus also pointed beautifully in today's gospel. I was the faithful servant of the king, but God first. Even in our life, in every situation, more than ever today's world is challenging. In every situation, We also should be able to say that. I am the faithful servant of God, but God first. You know, his life, he had to give his life. Today's opening prayer said this beautifully. It says, grant that we may always conform our will to yours and serve your majesty in sincerity of heart. Beautiful. So, my dear brothers and sisters, this is a homily. It's not a, you know, long speech. So I'm going to stop here. I love to speak. I love to continue. But the message, what we heard today, we are missionaries. Our hearts needs to be on fire all the time. Nobody fan into flame all the time. At the same time, our foods, we need to move. We need to keep on moving. We need to spread the good news. And we need to be courageous witnesses of our Lord with our life so that one day we will be able to rejoice with our Lord and praise God forever and ever. Amen.